It's halftime on Fox Sports Radio. I'm Chris Conley, and at intermission, the Evergreens lead Tomahawk 26-20. Just up the road, the D.C. Everest girls are hosting Parents' Night against Lakeland. They're looking to extend to 5-0 for the season. Tonight's Evergreens game is brought to you by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. Upcoming Evergreens broadcasts on Fox Sports Radio. Well, the Marathon Cup gets underway Thursday. The longtime voice of the Marathon Cup, Tom King, will have all the games on Fox Sports Radio. We'll be at the Green Heck Fieldhouse. The matchups for the opening round on Thursday will be D.C. Everest against Wausau East, and then Wausau West against Mosinee. Winners and losers pair up and play off on Saturday, and we'll have both of those games, the consolation and championship games, coming up on Fox Sports Radio as well. So with Marathon Cup broadcasts on Thursday and Saturday, how about a basketball doubleheader on Friday? Tom King will be putting in all of his hours this week. He'll have the call of the D.C. Everest Wausau East boys and girls basketball doubleheader. That's at the East Fieldhouse on Friday night, and our coverage will start at 5:45 here on Fox Sports. Let's take a look at our leading scorers for the first half of tonight's game. The Evergreens have co-high men. Chris Cornish has 9 and Jake Giebert has 9. Many of those on extra passes underneath, feeding those players. And then 2 points each for Nick Sierakowski, Stephen Weir, Riley Peterson, and Grant Van Grinsven. Tomahawk held to 20 points for the first half. Jared Javarius has 8 points and 5 for Jordan Rossler, 3 for Lauren Arnes, and 2 each for Fletcher Scooney, and 2 for Chris Scooney. One player in foul trouble, Grant Van Grinsven, has 3 fouls in the first half. Single fouls each on Austin Behrens, Kyle Kurtenbach, Stephen Weir, Riley Peterson, and Max Blodick. There are 2 hatchets that have 2 fouls. Jared Gervisu has 2. Fletcher Scooney has 2. Back with the start of the second half after this quick break. Evergreens lead 26-20. We'll get the third quarter underway after this break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Evergreens basketball tonight brought to you by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, a proud sponsor of D.C. Everest Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Tomahawk, with a 6-point deficit, will get the ball first to start the period. See if the Evergreens send Van Grinsven out there with the 3 personal fouls. Looking to see if he is out there, and he is. Van Grinsven with 3 on the floor. He's one of the Evergreens' best defenders. All right, play is back in. It's into Jared Gervisu's hands. Over to Jordan Rossler. Rossler is guarded by Sierakowski. Here's a 3-ball to start the half from Fletcher Scooney, and it's good. So the Evergreens' 6-point lead has just been cut in half, 26-23. Tomahawk got this down to a 5-point game in the second quarter. The Evergreens have kind of been hot and cold tonight. Working around, Van Grinsven's got the ball. Now to Riley Peterson. Left his shot short just in the lane. Trying for that offensive rebound was Kyle Kurtenbach. Nope, cleared by Tomahawk. Come back the other way. Clearing out with the arm and not called is Fletcher Scooney. He was cut off on the baseline, though, and goes back out. Now trying to drive it. Jared Gervisu settled for a 15-footer and missed. Long rebound comes out to Sierakowski. Now into Peterson's hands. No-look pass from Van Grinsven. Turned over. Threw it right to one of his opponents, Jared Gervisu. And now here's a just inside the 3-point line, up and in from Fletcher Scooney. He's got a quick 5, and the Evergreens lead is down to 1, 26-25. Do the Evergreens want a quick timeout here? No, they will play on. Chris Cornish has the ball up high. Now to Sierakowski, Riley Peterson, freshman, thought about the 3. Goes back out. Van Grinsven, they work around to Sierakowski. Sometimes when the other team is rallying, the Evergreens seem a little tentative about who's going to shoot, who's the scorer. They try and swing weak side, and the pass is stolen, knocked away by one of the Tomahawk players, and he traveled, turned right back over. He tried to pull up his dribble because he was being double-teamed after the turnover and shuffled his feet. So the teams trade turnovers. 26-25, and the Evergreens will get the ball back. 6:26 to play, third quarter. But, I mean, in just a few moments, what was a 6-point lead trimmed to a 1-point lead. Van Grinsven has the ball. He's guarded by Fletcher Scooney. Looks to drive, makes the extra pass to Riley Peterson. 3-ball in the air. He just hit. Riley Peterson. Van Grinsven passed up a shot in traffic and found the freshman open behind the three-point arc. Big make. 29-25, back to a four-point advantage. Lauren Arnes up high to Fletcher Scooney. In the corner, Jordan Rossler. Rossler's lockdown defense there by Nick Sarakowski. Wasn't going to let him through. Out to the big man up high, Chris Scooney. Now Scooney rotates through without the ball, and Scooney gets the ball down low. He's stripped, and it's clean. And now they're going to call a late foul. Now they're going to say one of the Evergreens was on the baseline. Looked like he was stripped by Nick Sarakowski cleanly, but Sarakowski's foot was out of bounds while he held the ball. Tomahawk will get the ball and inbound underneath. Trailing by four. Here comes a three ball from Jared Jarevisu. Missed it. Fighting for the rebound and going in there and getting it was Van Grinsven. He got it, and he was fouled. And Van Grinsven, a lot of contact there. Could have been his fourth. Instead, the foul is going to go on Jared Jarevisu, and that's his third. So that's a bang-bang call. Keep Jarevisu on the floor. Van Grinsven now to Riley Peterson in the corner. Evergreen's trying to build this lead back up. They lead by four here. Pass goes down low. Blocked from behind is Chris Cornish. And Tomahawk takes the ball. Cornish had good position down low. Didn't realize there were footsteps behind him. And here comes Jared Jarevisu. Goes up high to Scooney. Three ball. That's a bad miss. It's an air ball. Completely out of bounds. Goes over to D.C. Everest. And he's mocked just a little bit. Tomahawk's going to pick up full court pressure off the miss. Riley Peterson is guarded by Jordan Rossler, and Peterson goes into the front court, bounces over to Nick Sarakowski. Under 5 minutes to play, third quarter. 29-25. Evergreen's almost lost the ball in the corner. It's retrieved by Giebert, goes cross court. Sarakowski, three ball in the air, and missed everything, and he was open too. Didn't quite get his feet set, though, and the Fletcher Scooney gets the miss for Tomahawk. Sarakowski would want that one back. Here's a 10-footer from the baseline, too short from Jordan Rossler. Evergreens get the rebound. Chris Cornish, a one-and-done trip. Back to Sarakowski. Extra pass down low to Van Grinsven. Waits almost through contact and puts it up and in. Grant Van Grinsven from Nick Sarakowski. And the Evergreens lead is back up to six, exactly where we were when the half started. It's 31-25. Only difference is that four more minutes of game time have melted away here. Looking to drive in traffic, pulling up is Lauren Arnes. He missed. Another one-and-done trip. Chris Cornish clears the boards for the Evergreens. Sarakowski called for a double dribble. Sarakowski's feet weren't quite set. He was a little indecisive. Ball turned back over to Tomahawk. D.C. Everest basketball sponsored by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, no one does it better than Country Fresh Meats. Corner of Highways 29 and Jay and Weston. Coach Corey Heckle wants an explanation, too, because he believes that Sarakowski put the ball on the floor and didn't touch it with that second hand. And the referee is obliging, coming over to explain what he saw. Coach not upset, just wants it explained. Evergreens basketball sponsored by InterCity State Bank, providing full-service banking for families and businesses. InterCity State Bank, come bank with us. Convenient locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston. Tomahawk's getting some pressure in the backcourt here. Jared Jarevisu still in there with three fouls. Jarevisu and Van Grinsven each playing with three. They're each on the floor. Rotation play. Extra pass down low. Blocked! Chris Scooney was going in for the layup, and Jake Giebert blocked him. Got right up there and blocked the biggest player on the floor. Evergreen's trying having an answer. Kurtenbach gets the ball in the corner. He is bumped. The foul's going to go on Fletcher Scooney. That's going to be his third. Fletcher Scooney. So now Tomahawk has two players with three fouls. And Tomahawk's going to take a timeout. Evergreens will have the ball and a 31-25 lead. 3:28 to play, third quarter. We'll be back after this break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. I welcome you back to D.C. Everest Junior High School. This has been a fun change of pace to do this game. My vantage point is right here in the bleachers. Evergreens fans, oh, maybe 20 feet away from our broadcast location. in and amongst the Evergreens fans. DC Everest has the ball after the timeout, looking to go back up by 8 or 9 on a three. Stephen Weir is in. Sarakowski now drives, made the extra pass, and it's in the hands of Kurtenbach. Spins just outside the lane. He's fouled, and he just missed the 10-footer off the backboard. Almost an opportunity for a three-point play. Kyle Kurtenbach, though, gets himself to the line. Chris Scooney has just picked up his second. Team fouls are 3 against Tomahawk, none against DC Everest. And Kyle Kurtenbach gets himself a pair, missed the first. He'll get one more. Kurtenbach is a great natural athlete. Sometimes, if anything, he's not selfish enough, doesn't look to score. Missed them both. Rebound to Tomahawk, Jared Jarevisu. So off the double miss, it's an empty trip for DC Everest. Jordan Rossler. Evergreens have not been able to put Tomahawk away. Rossler to the foul line, took a kind of out of control 10-footer and missed. Evergreens get the rebound. Sarakowski gets it. And they're going to say that he stepped out of bounds? Wow. Sarakowski was double teamed, and it looked like there was contact after he got that rebound, and that's not the call. It's Sarakowski out of bounds on the end line, and Tomahawk will get the ball back. Inbound, 3-ball from the baseline is no good. That's a tough shot. Fletcher Scooney, that was a set play, and he missed. Evergreens get the rebound, come right back. Boards were cleared by Van Grinsven. He's got in the front court. Evergreens with Stephen Weir looking for an answer. Just missed the 3-ball. Kurtenbach's got the offensive rebound, missed the putback. A lot of traffic there. Ball's loose on the floor. Stephen Weir trying to fight amongst the bigs. Finds Kurtenbach underneath and scores. Stephen Weir again. That's the second time in this game that we've seen him be really scrappy going for loose balls underneath in traffic. Evergreens had to work hard for it. The lead's back up to 8. 2 minutes left in the third quarter. The pressure's back on Tomahawk. Here's a pass that's knocked away by Van Grinsven, but unable to control it, out of bounds. Chris Cornish comes in. Jake Giebert goes out. 2:15 to play, and Tomahawk has the ball. They inbound underneath into the big man, Scooney. And again, he's 15 feet away on the baseline. I would have Scooney patrolling underneath the entire game. Here he gets it down low and kicks it back out. At his back to the basket and wasn't looking to score. Into Jared Jarevisu's hands. Back to Lauren Arnes, under 2 minutes. Here's Scooney again, and he's up high beyond the three-point line and just made a bad pass. Taken away by Grant Van Grinsven and taken right back by Lauren Arnes. And here's a just inside the three-point line, a long two from Fletcher Scooney. He's got all 7 of Tomahawk's points. 33-27. The Evergreens would be up by more if they were more opportunistic. They're more careful with the basketball. Stephen Weir goes over to Nick Sarakowski. Evergreens looking to run a set play here against this man-to-man defense. 1.5 minutes to play in the quarter. Into the corner, Van Grinsven. He is guarded by Lauren Arnes. Drives in, stripped clean. No call. No foul. Turned right over to Tomahawk. Jared Jarevisu stripped it, goes to the corner now. Fletcher Scooney thought about shooting, pulled it back out. Evergreens lead by 6, exactly where it was at halftime. Now they go inside to Scooney. He is fouled. I think this is going to be on the floor. I also think it's going to be on Grant Van Grinsven. If it is, it's his 4th. Nope, they're going to call it on Chris Cornish. Okay. They are going to call this a shooting foul, so Chris Scooney is going to shoot a pair. Evergreens basketball on Fox Sports, brought to you by Marshfield Clinic. Missed the first. Need help with a sports injury? See the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. Chris Scooney, like a lot of big men, looks a little uncomfortable at the free throw line. He got the second, so it's 1 of 2, 33-28. 1:05 to play in the quarter. Here comes Riley Peterson into the front court. Peterson almost had that cross-court pass taken away. He's bailed out by Van Grinsven. Now to Stephen Weir. 3-ball left side. Just missed. Fighting for the offensive rebound. Van Grinsven was going for it and backed off because he could have picked up his 4th foul there. Tomahawk gets the ball. Jared Jarevisu. Tomahawk down by 5 with possession. 40 seconds left. Driving in traffic is Jarevisu, and he's fouled. He's going to get 2 free throws. So Tomahawk can slowly inch closer at the free throw line here. This has not been a particularly good third quarter for the Evergreens. They only have 7 points to show for their efforts. Jarevisu's first free throw is good. He will get one more. Foul is on Chris Cornish. It is the Evergreens' 2nd team foul. Jarovisu got both of his free throws to bring his team within three. It's 33-30. The Evergreens just, it feels like they should be up by more. I think they're the better team. At times they've had a couple of empty trips, and at times they've turned the ball over. Here's Kyle Kurtenbach working around and into the front court. Nick Sierakowski's got it. Austin Behrens is there trying to set up a screen. Behrens on the clear out, 10-footer, and floated, hit the front rim, back rim, no good. Behrens fights for his own rebound and found the extra man underneath. It rims out. Oh, Chris Cornish, and out of bounds. Last touch by Tomahawk. Evergreens will still have possession. Darn those empty trips. Behrens missed the 10-footer with the right hand, and Chris Cornish had the rebound underneath. Evergreens will inbound with just 12 seconds, looking to fill the lane. Van Grinsven on the floor, digs underneath, and missed the bunny. Van Grinsven gets his own rebound, goes up, he's fouled. Good work by Grant Van Grinsven. 4 seconds left, and he's going to get free throws. Grant Van Grinsven's play underneath is so much improved from last year to this year. Chris Scooney has just picked up his third. And the Evergreens will look to build on this three-point lead. Van Grinsven's got 4 points tonight, and he's got two free throws coming. He missed the first. If Tomahawk somehow comes back to win this game, the Evergreens are going to kick themselves. I mean, it just seems like the Evergreens have more scorers, have had better scoring opportunities, and yet here we are, a three-point game. One more free throw to come, and Van Grinsven got the roll. 34-30. Tomahawk will have 5 seconds to work with, and the Evergreens are going to pressure the ball. They'll put on full court pressure, try and make Tomahawk work for this final shot. Goes inbounds to Jordan Rossler. 2 seconds. Double teamed, heaves, and no good. And there was a lot of contact. It looked like Rossler lowered his shoulder as he was heaving that three ball, and one of the Evergreens players went flying. No call as the quarter comes to an end. You know, sometimes when the ball is still 20 or 25 feet away at the buzzer, sometimes that's a fair enough no call. The third period is complete. Evergreens 34, Tomahawk 30. Back after this break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back to D.C. Everest Junior High School. Still determining if this is a lucky change of venue for the Evergreens or not. I mean, if you lose, you'd never want to play here again. And if you win, if there's some time, next season, that the girls and boys both have games, sure, let's come back here. We had a great time. The Evergreens led by 6 at the start of the second half and lead by 4 now. And they will get the ball to start the fourth period. Hang on to your seats. This should be an exciting finish. The Tomahawks outscored the Evergreens 10-8 in that third quarter. Play is back in, and the ball's in Nick Sierakowski's hands. Now to Riley Peterson, thought about the three. He's guarded very closely there. Almost stepped out of bounds, now almost had his pocket picked. He's double-teamed. Someone should be open. Peterson bounces instead for Sierakowski, also in the corner. Sierakowski drives in traffic, makes the extra pass, and leaving it just short was Chris Cornish. Long rebound comes out the other way, and we've got a bump and a foul as Tomahawk was coming into the front court with Jared Jarovisu. Again, there's an inside opportunity. The Evergreens have had a lot of misses from close range. Nick Sierakowski's called for his first. It's the third team foul. Take that back. That's Sierakowski's second. Tomahawk will inbound, trailing by only 4. If they score here, this gets mighty interesting. There's a carry that's not called. Jordan Rossler with an extra pass goes back out. He knew it, too. That's why he gave up the pass. It goes over to Fletcher Scooney, looking for his brother Chris underneath. Again, Chris now is roaming behind the three-point line. Now, long just inside the three-point arc. Jordan Rossler's shot is no good. Rebound, D.C. Everest. Chris Cornish, big board. Evergreens by 4. Boy, they need a bucket here. Flashing up high is Jake Giebert, working around to Riley Peterson. Thought about the three, decides against it. To Cornish and Sierakowski. Now along the baseline, Van Grinsven in traffic. He scores and he's fouled! Big basket for Grant Van Grinsven. Again, he's been doing good work inside. And that's going to be the fourth on Jared Jarovisu, I believe. Let's see who they get there. They get Chris Scooney, and that's his fourth. I think you got to keep the big man in. Van Grinsven looking to complete the three-point play. He missed his free throw. Lauren Arms gets the rebound for the Tomahawks. 36-30. 6:40 to play. Fletcher Scooney. Keeping the big man on the floor. Chris Scooney's got four fouls. Baseline jumper. That's a tough shot. Tough angle. Evergreens can't secure the rebound. Got a whistle and a foul. Scooney got the rebound. Tried to put up the 10-footer. That looked clean up top. We're going to call Chris Cornish. They've got to be saying that Cornish got him with the body because up top he got all ball against a 6'8 player. But Chris Scooney gets his way to the free throw line and makes his first free throw. One more coming. D.C. Everest High School Basketball is brought to you by Valley Communities Credit Union, serving all of central Wisconsin. To find a branch near you, see valleycommunities.org. Second free throw rims out. Big Everest rebound. Chris Cornish. Evergreens by five and possession. Riley Peterson is guarded closely by Jordan Rossler. Working up high to Sarakowski, to Peterson again. And now to Kyle Kurtenbach. Kurtenbach's given the Evergreens some quality minutes. Peterson thought about the three. He had it on the screen briefly to Van Grinsven, who thought about driving. Goes back out to Kurtenbach instead. Under 6 minutes to play. Evergreens running set offense here. Nick Sarakowski goes over to Peterson. Peterson's a little reluctant to shoot in some of these clutch situations. Peterson's got the ball back on the left side, but he's guarded closely there. No opportunity. Goes over to Jake Ebert. The Evergreens work it back out to Van Grinsven. This is a good defensive sequence for Tomahawk. Now it's into Nick Sarakowski's hands. He looks to drive, makes the extra pass. It's kicked by one of the Tomahawk players. Evergreens will keep possession. Our broadcast brought to you by Ace Hardware Weston. More than a hardware store, a team of experts ready to help. Ace Hardware Weston welcoming you to their Ace family with old-fashioned service. Inbounded in traffic to Kyle Kurtenbach. Tomahawk wanted that ball tied up. They're going to say that Kurtenbach was fouled. Let's see who this is on. It is on Jared Gerovisu, and he has picked up his fourth. So Tomahawk is keeping two players on the floor with four fouls. Gerovisu's got four, and Chris Scooney's got four. And they'll say this is a shooting foul. Kyle Kurtenbach gets two, and he hits the first one. Free throws down the stretch will be critical. Brought to you here by Cloverbelt Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards, where your bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. Kyle Kurtenbach got them both. 38-31. Defensive stop here be big. Here comes a three ball trying to answer off the front rim from Jordan Rossler. Rebound from Kyle Kurtenbach. Evergreens by seven and possession. So it's already a three-possession game. You'd make it a nine-possession game here. Nick Sarakowski got a pick, drives, and scores! Nick Sarakowski. Tomahawk may need a timeout. Evergreen's biggest lead is 10. The lead is back up to 9 now. Tomahawk wants to play on. 5 minutes left in the ballgame. Jordan Rossler working around. Now up high to Jared Gerovisu with four. Passes over to Chris Scooney. So both players with four personal fouls touching the ball. Goes back out high. Working around the perimeter, and now to Scooney along the baseline. 10 feet away, passes back out. Driving in with the right hand is Fletcher. Scooney misses. Offensive rebound. Nope, tied up. Hey, Nick Sarakowski got in there, and that's tied up. On alternating possession, it will stay with Tomahawk. They'll inbound underneath. It's 40-31. Evergreen's lead, and there's 4:40 left. On the inbounds pass, no one was there. It's tracked down at the top of the key to Lauren Arndt. That inbounds pass was almost thrown away. Tomahawk keeps possession just barely. Looking down low, they set up Lauren Arndt back out for a three-pointer. Fletcher Scooney in the air. Missed. Up goes Nick Sarakowski. Big rebound. A one-and-done trip. Evergreens by nine. Let's see if they have a knockout blow in them here. Sarakowski, senior's got the ball in his hands. Now over to the freshman, Riley Peterson. Evergreens pull it out. Yeah, you want to be deliberate here. If you go up by 11, you know, Tomahawk would probably need a timeout to regroup, and you'd be well on your way to winning this game. So this is a big possession. See if the haymaker comes here. Peterson drives in traffic. Freshman with a left hand, and he scores! That was a pretty play for Riley Peterson. It's an 11-point lead, and Tomahawk does indeed need a timeout. 42-31 with 3:45 to play. The Evergreens bench right up to congratulate freshman Riley Peterson on the big make there. 42-31. Let's take a quick timeout. 3:54 left in the ballgame. This is D.C. Everest basketball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back to the Junior High School. I'm Chris Conley, where it looks like maybe the Evergreens are finally showing that killer instinct, something that they, you know, they had moments of momentum in their last game against Antigo, a 9-point loss. When they had that momentum, they were unable to get all the way back. You know, they had smaller runs in the game. This time, though, they've come out like a house of fire here in the fourth quarter. Evergreen's have outscored Tomahawk 8-1 in this quarter. And they've widened to 43-21. Tomahawk gets the ball after the timeout. And again, Tomahawk keeps two players on the floor with four fouls. Got possession. Here's Jordan Rossler. Rossler is guarded by Sarakowski, goes between the legs. Rossler's leaning in with that shoulder, no call, got a whistle, 5-second violation. Nick Sarakowski with the big defense outside, gets the ball turned over. Nick Sarakowski doesn't score a lot, but does a lot of little things that make a difference over the course of a ball game. Evergreens get the ball back. I think they want to run some clock. Nope, Sarakowski looking down low, makes an extra pass to Kyle Kurtenbach, can't control it, turned over. Jared Jarivisu into the front court. He drives in traffic, misses. Tapped up, ball is loose. Offensive rebound for Lauren Arns. Arns puts it back up and in. Big work there on the boards. Arns has five now. Boy, Tomahawk needed that. It's 42-33. 3 minutes to play. The clock is the Evergreens' friend. Riley Peterson's got it in the corner. Up high, Jacob Stroik. When Stroik comes in, he gives the Evergreens quality minutes. Sorry, though, that's not Stroik. That's Jake Giebert in there. Now driving, Van Grinsven in traffic. Offensive foul. And if it's against Grant Van Grinsven, that would be his fourth. Van Grinsven went to the basket aggressively and plowed right into one of the Tomahawk players. Yep, four on Grant Van Grinsven and turned over to Tomahawk. So Tomahawk can kind of claw their way back in it with a basket here. They trail by nine, and they have possession. Tomahawk has only 1-3 in the second half, but it came on the very first sequence of the third quarter, so they've been dry from behind the arc. In fact, some of their shots from behind the three-point line have not looked good. Now they go inbound looking for Chris Scooney. Scooney spins, that fadeaway shot, and he misses everything. We've got a whistle. They're going to say that's out of bounds on the miss. Yep, out of bounds to D.C. Everest. With 2:37 to play, it's 42-33. Tomahawk full court press. Evergreen's having trouble getting it in. Thrown inbound to Giebert, who's double teamed in the corner. Fights through it, goes back to Riley Peterson. They're looking to trap Peterson as soon as he gets into the front court. Now to Sarakowski. Made the extra pass down low to Kyle Kurtenbach. He scores, and he's fouled. That could be the knockout blow. Kurtenbach will go to the line with a chance for a three-point play. Lauren Arns has called for the foul. That's his second. The basket puts the Evergreens back up by 11, and a make here would make it a 12-point game. This could be the Evergreens' largest lead of the night if Kyle Kurtenbach can make, and he does. Right there was a huge sequence. 12-point lead, biggest of the game. Fletcher Scooney. Right for Tomahawk. Tomahawk needs an answer, and they need it quickly. Here's Jordan Rossler. Rossler works around to Jarivisu. Goes over to Chris Scooney. Again, big man, 20 feet away. Swings cross-court. They were trying to set up a three for Fletcher Scooney. Twin brothers playing on the floor here. Now driving in traffic, hanging and scoring is Jordan Rossler. And Tomahawk will take the timeout. Nick Sarakowski backed off, not wanting to create the foul. The basket makes it a 10-point game, and we have exactly 2 minutes left. And Tomahawk is taking a timeout here. D.C. Everest basketball is brought to you by the Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home, supporting D.C. Everest sports. And Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, they're proud supporters of local high school sports, wishing all area athletes a successful season. If the Evergreens can hang on for the final 2 minutes here, they will even at 2 wins and 2 losses as they get ready for conference play. They will have wins over Green Bay East and Tomahawk, pending the outcome here, and losses to Antigo and Waukesha West. Evergreens have outscored Tomahawk 11-5 in the fourth quarter. Next Evergreens basketball broadcast, that'll be a boys and girls doubleheader at Wausau East. Tom King, the voice of the Lumberjacks, will bring that game to you. Friday night coverage begins at 5:45. Tom's got a busy weekend. Thursday, a hockey doubleheader. Thursday is Marathon Cup opening round. Evergreens and Walsall East. Walsall West and Mosinee. They'll also have the championship and consolation games on Saturday. Evergreens with a long baseball pass inside to Riley Peterson. Peterson underhand hangs and scores. That was pretty. Peterson streaked all the way down the court. Tomahawk coming back the other way with a three ball, and that's good. Fletcher Scooney answers. It's 47-38 as the teams trade baskets. Evergreens right back into the front court to Kyle Kurtenbach. Kurtenbach missed, and we've got a whistle and a foul. Kurtenbach committed the foul off the miss. The Evergreens didn't need the basket. They needed to run more time. And that's what Coach Corey Fletcher is saying. Pull that thing out. Take another 30 seconds off the clock here. Instead, Tomahawk gets the ball back. And that last three gave them some life. It's 47-38. 9-point deficit. Here's a three ball again. That one is a miss. Kurtenbach gets the rebound. Well, there's redemption for you. Went up and cleared the boards after Fletcher Scooney's miss. Scooney was trying to go for two in a row. Evergreens have the ball pass in the front court. Knocked out of bounds off Tomahawk. 1:19 to play. And now, you know what? The trailing official is saying, no, that's off DC Everest. Trailing official overruling the official who was closest to it. And Tomahawk will get the ball back. Trailing by 9, 1:19 to play. This gets interesting if Tomahawk hits another 3. And Fletcher Scooney, 1-for-2 on his last shot. Scooney looks to drive in traffic. Looks to pass into the corner for Jared Jarvison to set up the 3, and he just hit. He just hit. Now it's a 6-point game. So, boy, the controversy over whose ball it was sure did work to Tomahawk's advantage. And now the Evergreens will take a timeout. Yeah, this tightened up again. It's now a 6-point game, 47-41, 1:06 to play. Keep it right here as we bite our nails just a little bit. The final 1:06 of this game brought to you by Baseman's Shoe and Clothing. For more than 80 years, Baseman's been supplying Central Wisconsin with nose-to-toes protection. Stop in for wool shirts, wool bibs, wool socks, and all of your hunting needs now during Baseman's fall blowout sale. Evergreens Basketball, sponsored by Glen Ray Radiators, a great sponsor of all of our high school sports on Fox Sports Radio. Glen Ray Radiators says quality and service go hand in hand, serving the community since 1964. Glen Ray Radiators. Evergreens will have the ball and a 6-point lead. This is exactly where it was at halftime. But the Evergreens have been up by as many as 12. And Tomahawk has hit threes on 2 of their last 3 possessions. Kind of claw their way back in it. And again, I thought the Evergreens were on the verge of pulling away. With 3 minutes left, they had extended that lead to 12. They got a three-point play, old-fashioned three-point play from Kyle Kurtenbach that made it 12. But Tomahawk has hit 2 3-pointers since then. Tomahawk will set up full court pressure off the timeout. Evergreens inbound to Peterson. Bounce pass now to Nick Sierakowski. Sierakowski looks down low. That's an easy basket, a 2-on-1 for Chris Cornish. Cornish laid it in. Back to 8 points. Now we've got a whistle, and we've got a foul in the backcourt. So we go just under a minute to play. Lauren Ahrens committed the foul as Tomahawk was putting the ball back in, and they're calling that away from the ball. So these are going to be free throws. Oh, my. Boy, that's a lousy foul for Tomahawk. Ahrens committed a foul away from the ball as Tomahawk was inbounding after a made basket. And free throws are coming up here for Grant Van Grinsven. And he misses the front end of the 1-on-1. So that still kind of leaves the door open. Tomahawk gets the rebound. Jared Jarvisu, only 50 seconds left. Evergreens by 8, so it's still a 3-possession game. Driving in, blocked there on the baseline by Chris Cornish. And the ball goes out of bounds. Tomahawk will keep the ball. Jared Jarvisu was looking to drive. And Chris Cornish put that big hand up. No, thank you. Tomahawk inbounds on the baseline. Gotta hurry. 40 seconds. 3-pointer under pressure. Goes off the front iron for Jarvisu. And we've got a whistle. Loose ball foul on the rebound. And it's against Tomahawk. I believe it's against Chris Scooney. And that would bring his night to an end. See who it's on. It may be on Jarvisu also. They're going to get Jarvisu. And that's his 5th. His night comes to an end. He fouls out with 13 points. And more importantly, he's probably Tomahawk's best three-point shooter. He had three triples tonight. 35 seconds left in the game. Give Tomahawk credit. Jerevisu and Chris Scooney both played a long time with four fouls. They were not taken out because their team was trailing. The Evergreens will have a 1-1 on the other end with an 8-point lead. Make these free throws and the game is going to be safely in hand. It may already be, because again, Tomahawk would need the ball three times and there's only 35 ticks left. Grant Van Grinsven, who just missed the front end of a 1-1 last trip, gets a chance to redeem himself at the foul line here. He missed that one too. Offensive rebound, fighting for but unable to control, was Chris Cornish. So Van Grinsven's two misses mean the Evergreens can't close the deal. Here's a three ball in the air. That's short from Jordan Rossler. Rebound comes to Everest and Chris Cornish. Tomahawk's got a foul now. 20 seconds left. Evergreen still by eight. Into the front court. Chris Cornish. And they're trying to foul Cornish and playing a little bit of keep away. Now goes into the hands of Riley Peterson. Peterson is fouled. That took a lot of time. Took a good 20 seconds off the clock. Lauren Arnes has just committed his fourth. You know what? The Evergreens are going to get this game. There's only 12 seconds left. This is a 1-1 coming up for Riley Peterson, and Peterson misses. Fighting for that offensive rebound was Kurtenbach. Can't control it. Goes out of bounds to Tomahawk with only 9 seconds remaining. Evergreens by 8. And this game is going to be safely in the win column. Inbounded to Fletcher Scooney. Evergreens are not going to foul here. Scooney puts the three-pointer from straight on. He hits. Only 3 seconds left. But the Evergreens will not have to inbound. And the game comes to an end. Final score. Evergreens 49, Tomahawk 44. Congratulations to the D.C. Everest Evergreens. They are winners over the Tomahawk Hatchets. And they pull themselves to an even 2-2 for the season. We'll be back with a game total and summary after this break. This is Evergreens Basketball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Welcome back to D.C. Everest Junior High School. I'm Chris Conley. And just moments ago, the Evergreens defeated the Tomahawk Hatchets 49-44. The Evergreens up by as many as 12 in the second half. Tomahawk got it down to 5. In fact, they got it back down to 5 by hitting a late 3. A game where the Evergreens couldn't quite put it away down the stretch. They did outscore Tomahawk 15-14 in that final quarter. Let's check our high scorers for the game. High scorer overall is Fletcher Scooney. And his final totals are a little deceiving. He hit 2 3-pointers out of 3 shots late in the fourth quarter. He finishes with 15. Jared Jerevisu, who fouled out late in the game, had 13 points, including 3 more shots from behind the three-point arc. So this is the second game in a row that the Evergreens have been burned by hot outside shooting. Jordan Rossler had 7 for Tomahawk. Lauren Arnes had 5 and 4 for Chris Scooney. D.C. Everest, led by Chris Cornish in what was an unusual game. Cornish scored 9 of his 11 points in the first half. Jake Giebert had 9 for the Evergreens, and all of his 9 came in the first half as well. Riley Peterson had 9. His baskets were much bigger down the stretch. He had 2 big buckets in the fourth quarter that helped the Evergreens establish that lead. Freshman Riley Peterson also set up for a 3-pointer that he managed to hit. 7 points for Kyle Kurtenbach. Kurtenbach's traditional 3-pointer late in the game made the basket, fouled, and made the free throw. It was a big, big deal down the stretch. He also had 4 points for Nick Sarakowski and 2 for Stephen Weir. As the D.C. Everest Evergreens get ready for conference play on Friday night, they begin their Valley schedule with an even record 2-2 after tonight's 49-44 win over Tomahawk. Tomahawk falls to 2-2 for the season with the loss. That's going to do it for tonight's D.C. Everest broadcast. Tom King will have the call of the Friday night game, a boys and girls doubleheader from the Walsall East Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Conley. Thank you for listening to D.C. Everest Basketball. Have a great night.